Dare to Dream by Belinda Quatlett. Did you know that more than 400,000 Americans die from tobacco-related causes each year? Let me tell you something. When I first found this out in one of the lessons, the first thing that came up into my head was, wow. I knew that people did bad things like drugs, smoke, and chew or smoke tobacco and could die from it, but I never knew that it could kill that many people. That's why, when I grow up, I want to ignore all these bad paths and follow my dreams to grow up and be either a teacher or a sports coach. Dare to dream and don't follow the wrong path. I will be telling you about what I have learned during DARE, how I have used the DARE decision-making model, and how I plan to use what I learned in DARE to make safe and responsible choices. There are a lot of things that you learn about in DARE, like peer pressure, alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco, and other things too. Officer Bussey has taught a lot of those type of things, which I will be telling you about. Did you know there are 75,000 alcohol-related deaths each year in the U.S., or that alcohol weakens the heart muscle and reduces the amount of blood pumped to and from the heart? Those are just two of the things that can happen to you from drinking too much alcohol, out of the other thousand of things that can happen. Another thing that you may not have known, and that I did not know either until DARE, is that smokers have more colds and upper respiratory problems, and that almost 50,000 deaths per year can be attributed to secondhand smoke, which again are only two of the things that can happen to you out of the other thousand of things that can happen. Another thing that I learned in DARE from Officer Bussey is spraying things up your nose and inhaling it can be very bad for you, and it could also kill you. We learned about peer pressure too, which I kind of felt like it went with drugs and alcohol, because most teens and kids our age get peer pressure from their friends to start drinking alcohol and get into drugs. I think that might be a reason that some teens are in drugs and start to drink alcohol, because they're scared they might lose their friends, so they start doing what their friends say. People are dying from sickness because they made the wrong choices to smoke, do drugs, drink alcohol, and spray and inhale bad things up their nose. I learned a lot in DARE, and those are some of the things that I learned and wanted to share about with you. Making the good decisions in difficult situations can lead to a good path. That's why I use a DDM, also known as the DARE decision-making model, to make hard but good decisions. Well, I haven't actually used a DDM in real-life problems, since I haven't really had a problem after learning to use a DDM, but I know that using the DDM is faster and easier to make the right decision. For example, say that I was really bored and started going through my sister's stuff to see if there was anything fun that I could entertain myself with. While looking through my sister's stuff, I find a necklace and start spinning it around my finger. I start to spin it around my finger really fast, making it fly off onto the ground, and the next thing I know, it's broken. All I know is that it was her favorite necklace, that she wore it almost all the time. And I don't know what to do now that I broke it. Now that I learned to use a DDM, I could use it to make a decision of what I should do. DARE stands for Define, Assess, Respond, and Evaluate. D, Define, which means to describe the problem. A, Assess. What are some decisions that you have? R, Respond. What decision do you want to do? E, Evaluate. Look back at the decision that you made and ask yourself if you made a good or bad one. After doing all that, it really helps me to make the right decision of what to do. The DDM will help me make a good decisions in the future. In the future, I will need to make safe and responsible decisions to help me get through life. I will need to decide if I want to go to college and keep on studying or drop out of school after I graduate from high school. If I do decide to keep on studying and go to college, I will have another hard decision to make, and that is deciding which college I want to go to. There are still 7 more years until I go to college, and in those 7 years, a lot of things could change about me and the decisions that I make. Right now, I could be thinking that I do want to go to college, but like I said, a lot could change in those 7 years. I could change my mind and say that I don't want to go to college anymore. Who knows what my decision will be. Before I do all the college decision-making things, though, I will have to decide what I want to do with my life and see what I want to be when I grow up. Another decision that I'll have to make is about my friends. If they start getting into the drug life and try to get me into it, too, I'll have to decide if I still even want to be friends with them. That decision won't be that hard, though. I'll just stop being their friends because I'm not trying to get my life damaged by making a stupid decision, even if they get mad at me. There are a lot of safe and responsible decisions that I'll have to make now and in the future. I'll have to make these safe and responsible decisions every day of my life. I have learned a lot from hearing about all the harm drugs, cigarettes, tobacco, and a lot of other things like that can do to your body. Getting taught about not to spray bad things up your nose and inhaling it. Peer pressure, responsibility, nonverbal communication, signs of stress, and how to use the DDM to help me make good decisions. Now that I've told you these things and told you what I've learned, I really hope that you learn some things too. I, Belinda, promise to never ever do drugs, drink alcohol, or let anybody peer pressure me to do a bunch of horrible, bad things that could damage my life. I promise to never even take or do anything that I know could damage my life or body, because now I know all the consequences I will have to face if I do.